USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lines at COVID testing sites have been very long this last week. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke about it on ABC's This Week.
It's going to be very important that we get a greater capability of testing, particularly when the demand for testing is so high, where the combination of the Omicron variant itself, as well as the holiday season, where people want to get that extra level of assuredness.
For people in the South, there was no white Christmas. In fact, it was quite warm over the holiday. In some areas, it will stay sunny, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
So it looks above average temperatures from the central southern plains and the southeast. Not quite as extreme, but we're looking at 60s and 70s for highs, and then lows on New Year's morning in the 50s.
This is USA Radio News.
Thank you!
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. That's trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flights are limited. Trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
More mask mandate cases are seeing their way into the courts.
A long-simmering dispute is headed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court over the frequent use of local health department mask mandates in Wisconsin's capital city and county. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit against Dane County argued that the county health director has no powers to order mask mandates in an effort to control COVID-19. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Omicron has hit the airlines hard. More than 2,000 flights have been canceled due to staffing and other shortages. Many Christmas travelers are stranded at the airport. These are frustrated travelers in Los Angeles.
I got a text message this morning saying that my flight was canceled.
Leaving the house, thinking we're going to travel, and then you get here and it's canceled.
They're telling us it's at least 3 days to get any of us anywhere near LA or Hawaii.
Our flight apparently just got rebooked until tomorrow.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
World-renowned Archbishop Desmond Tutu has passed away. This report airing on the BBC News Network.
He was first and foremost a priest, not a politician. But for the best part of half a century, he was the face of reconciliation and South Africa's moral compass.
The system of this country, apartheid, is immoral. The system of this country is evil.
Desmond Mbilo Tutu remained outside of party politics, but he used the church as a platform for protest against white minority rule. It was under South Africa's oppressive government that he first campaigned against apartheid. When emotions were boiling over, his influence helped prevent bloodshed, and in 1984 he was given the highest recognition for his efforts.
When you've been given the Nobel Peace Prize, it doesn't really belong to you, or in a way you can say it makes you answerable to the world. I mean, the world, as it were, has a piece of you.
In 2009, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Barack Obama. Desmond Tutu was 90 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.